Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale, rent rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no boo, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of...
You're listening to WRCO-FM Richland Center, Wisconsin. Thanks for supporting local radio. We're headed toward a high of 52 today. Rain continues, 64 one-hundredths of an inch so far. It is 41 degrees. The update this hour is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Joan Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Joan Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Alerts of potentially more violent storms are out for more than 30 million people, many hit by weekend tornadoes and twisters overnight. In hard-hit Kentucky, ABC's Janae Norman.
Some 80 miles south of Lexington, Kentucky, a path of utter destruction through Laurel County. The tornado's winds estimated to be at least 136 miles an hour. At least 17 people killed in this county alone.
A fourth New Orleans jail escapee has been captured out of the 10 who busted out last Thursday night. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Investigators say the inmates took advantage of defective locks and a hole behind a toilet to escape, leaving behind the message, "Too easy, LOL."
Investigators suspect the escapees got help. President Trump is expected on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass a multi-trillion dollar budget package. More testimony today in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs in New York. Some focused on his ex, Cassie Ventura. This is ABC News. A medical helicopter was forced to make an emergency landing last night in a residential area of White Marsh Township, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia. At the scene, ABC's Caroline Goggin.
Officials say the PennStar chopper was coming from the city of Philadelphia, heading to Wingsfield Airport in Bluebell, which is less than 2 miles away from where it landed. Three people were on board. None of them were patients. One was taken to the hospital to get checked out, but officials say that everyone is going to be okay.
After a disciplinary hearing hours ago, U.S. women's rugby star Olive Kelter was handed a three-match ban for stomping on the head of an opponent in a test match against Australia. TV mics captured the referee, Amy Barrett Theron, saying that Kelter would be getting punished, quoting, "because this is thuggery. It is deliberate. It's very dangerous foul play." Happy birthday to Cher, the singer and Oscar winner, is 79 today. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for a tune-up? Head to Napa Auto and Truck Parts and grab the goods to keep your engine humming. They've got Napa Premium Performance conventional motor oil, built for durability and reliability. Plus, pick up Tri-Fuel Engineered Fuel Plus oil, ready to use and perfect for small engines. And don't forget your shine. Griot's Garage Wash and Wax is only $8.49. Visit Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel today, where great parts meets great deals.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
5 minutes after 7, Quizzy Poo Day coming up here from WRCO today. We'll find out together what that is on. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 41 degrees. Weather details about this rainy next couple of days will be next.
E.T. Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At E.T. Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's E.T. Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high of 52 today with rain heavy at times, an inch and a half to 2 inches possible. Also for tonight, blustery winds and a low of 44. East and northeast winds tonight could be between 15 and 25. Tapering off overnight, dreary tomorrow, off and on light rain and drizzle and 53. 62 for Thursday, maybe some stray sprinkles and 62 and sunny Friday. Southwest winds are right now between 10 and 13 miles per hour. In the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, it is 66 one-hundredths right now. That's the reading. And right now, we're up from the overnight low of 41. It is 42 degrees. Good Tuesday morning today, the 20th of May.
Only one. Why'd you throw them stones at you?
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on WRCO. Among the things to celebrate today, Be a Millionaire Day. Be a Millionaire Day. Okay. Let me look at my billfold here. Let's see. I'm a dollar short of $1 million. I need $999,999 if I'm going to get there. Let's see. What else do we have? It's Dinosaur Day. It's Flower Day. Well, our flowers are getting a nice drink. Also, National Quiche Lorraine. International Red Sneakers Day. It's Rescue Dog Day. National Streaming. It's Sugar Bee Apple Day. Strawberries Day. Wow, lots of things. And it's World Flower Day. So maybe you can make a crisp or something out of that. It's Weights and Measures Day and World Autoimmune Arthritis Day. It's also World Bee Day, as we honor and salute the bees for all the good things that they do. Here's Kane Brown.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up. Even if I try, you and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with, did I do right to deserve you, girl? I could stay here forever. I'd be fine if we never had to even leave this room. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good. Talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Kiss me one more time.
Her step by step to her. and child will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, "Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me." He thinks back and his eyes shine, says, "Listen, child, once upon a time, late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mom's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that. And they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. 2/3 of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Right now at U.S. Cellular, you can get our best deal ever and pay $15 per line when you get 4 lines. That's the same as the overpriced latte I just ordered.
Whoa, man, what do you have against lattes?
Oh, just saying, $15 per line for 4 lines is a pretty hard deal to beat.
Okay, but is your deal made with co-op-raised beans and house-made non-GMO oat milk?
No, but $15 per line for 4 lines at U.S. Cellular is pretty sweet savings.
Not sweeter than this matcha cold foam.
Yeah, that's not what I ordered. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Coach Johnson here, and I can't believe it's May already, but that means June and July are right around the corner. Are you ready for what summer brings? The lake, the pool, hiking, just being more active. You don't have to wait. Let's discuss what your health journey can be like and set up a game plan for lifelong health optimization. Our program has so many plans and resources to help you facilitate a healthier lifestyle wherever you're at. Contact me, Jamie Johnson, at 608-604-7751 or send me a message through social media. I would love to have an informed conversation with you about your health goals. Have a great day.
Choice for better health.
Whether you are struggling with mental health or lending a hand,
Remember, you are not alone. The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you support is available. Share what you are going through with others. Call or text 988 to be connected to confidential support resources.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, Mr. Phillip.
Yes. Coming in through the puddles today, aren't you?
I was, yeah. Good rain so far.
Nice rain.
Yep, nice rain that everybody needs.
Still happening out there.
Is it still happening?
Judging by the WRCO mud puddle. Sponsored by Henry Bray's Hi-Fi, House of Hi-Fi.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or Henry Bray's Speedos.
Oh, no, we don't need that.
Apparently the mud puddle is gone now. Anyway, how was your evening?
It was good.
Good, mm-hmm. Good. Where were you cheating the kids at tomorrow?
I was at Ithaca last night.
They're used to that over there.
Yep, scheduled to be at Richland Center tonight, but I'm thinking I might be broadcasting a dart tournament.
Yeah, that's not...
Euchre tournament.
Was Adam Hess over there?
Adam Hess was there.
So you guys were both cheating the kids yesterday?
He was too.
Oh, the poor guys.
Right.
Anyway, you know, at least they had a good umpire, because, I mean...
Where were you cheating the kids at?
Wazika.
Oh, Wazika.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I cheated three schools yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wazika, Kickapoo, and basketball.
So, wow, you're an equal opportunity guy.
I am. Mm-hmm. So anyway, well, at least Ithaca had a good umpire.
Yeah.
Anybody but me.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so.
Today's conference track meet has been moved. The Southwest Conference meet, mm-hmm, and the Southwest Conference golf meet, they've been moved to Thursday.
Basketball had a track meet last night.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Was that high school?
I don't know.
Must have been.
It wasn't me.
If it was, it was conference. This is conference.
It had to be conference.
Okay.
So, but. You know.
I thought they were all tonight. Maybe they moved one to
Maybe they
last
did.
Night.
I don't know. I haven't heard, so. But I know they had one last night. Unless I was dreaming stuff, but I know.
You might have been. You could have been.
There's a good chance of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Well, since you were all peppy and stuff today, and I have a nice little quiz for you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean.
What would the topic be, Hank?
Well, it's all kind of stuff today, Phil, but, you know, I just, you're going to enjoy this.
You think so?
I hope so. My goal is just get number one wrong.
Well, whatever I'm thinking the answer is, I'm going to go with the opposite.
You are?
Yes.
Every time?
No, just for the first one.
Oh, the first one. Well, the first one is multiple choice.
Oh.
Eight choices.
Eight choices?
You're going to get one of them wrong.
Probably.
No, I'm kidding you. So, first one is true or false. There's true, false, and some multiple choice here.
Okay.
Okay. So the first question today, Philip, on our quiz on May 20th, make sure you put that up there on the board.
Yeah. By Philip. Okay.
All right, Philip. Number one, most native bees in Wisconsin live in large hives. Most native bees, key word there.
All right.
Number two, in 1987, American Airlines saved $40,000 a year by removing just one olive from every salad in first class. True or false?
Wow. I don't know. I don't know. No. All right.
It's a pretty good question, though.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
If I get it right, it is.
Number three, what is one major crop in Southwest Wisconsin that relies heavily on bee pollination? Is it A, corn, B, soybeans, C, apples? Right. Number four, what is the primary nesting location for most native bees in Southwest Wisconsin? Is it A, tree branches, B, underground burrows, or C, beehives?
Hmm.
Number Fivola. What's it here? I've lost my train of thought here, Philip.
That's dangerous.
But expected?
But expected, yeah.
No. Here we go. Chet chuckle again on Monday. Number five. Bumblebees are more effective than honeybees at pollinating tomatoes. True or false? Bumblebees are more effective than honeybees at pollinating tomatoes. Number six. Beekeeping is illegal in many rural parts of southwest Wisconsin. True or false?
What was that again?
Beekeeping is illegal in many rural parts of southwest Wisconsin.
Hmm.
Right. Number 70. All right, and remember, they purebred dogs.
Transitioning to dogs now.
Rescue day. It's rescue.
Oh, that's right, because it's bee day, and then it's also rescue dog day.
Purebred dogs rarely end up in rescue shelters due to their breed popularity. True or false?
All right.
Number eight. The majority of dogs euthanized in shelters are due to the incurable diseases. The majority of dogs euthanized in shelters are due to incurable diseases.
All right.
Number
niner.
All bees make honey. Number 10. How many seeds are typically found on the outside of a single strawberry, Phil? You know, Day, David.
Wow.
All right. Is it 50, around 200, nearly 1,000, or over 5,000? All right. So, that's, how many seeds are typically found? Did I say that right? Typically,
I don't know.
Outside of a single strawberry. Outside of a single strawberry.
Hmm.
All right, buddy. I think that's all I have.
Hmm.
So we'll see.
I'm still thinking about the last one.
You're trying. You remember when you counted them?
Well, I believe I've had this on a quiz before.
You have.
I think I have.
Because I dug it out.
I was going to say.
And you got it wrong.
I was going to say. So I'm sitting here stinking about it.
It was last May.
Was it me?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
No.
All right.
So I'm here to help you.
All right.
All right, buddy. What do you think you got?
I have no clue on this one.
Give me a stab.
I'm thinking six.
Six. You're worried about the first one.
Yep.
All right, number one, buddy. Most native bees in Wisconsin live in large hives.
I'm going with false.
It is false. Most native bees are solitary and nest in ground or in wood cavities.
Okay, I don't care what the rest of the quiz goes.
Or on the eaves of my house.
Yeah, right. I know. Or on the eve of the recycling bin out here.
Oh, it got me one. What was that, Saturday night?
I think it got you stung there.
It did. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I tried to file a comp issue, but
no, I wouldn't.
I wasn't be successful.
Right.
Be successful.
Be successful. Yeah, I told you to cover up. Put on your house coat or something, but you didn't. So
no,
you
got stung. I had to dump the trash because of the... Of the dancers, and you know they were getting trash everywhere, so I had to dump this off.
Right,
no one cares about Hank when he goes out there.
No,
nope. And then Mr. Fabulous closed the door on me, tried to lock me out.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's tough life.
Tough. Okay.
All right. And number two, in 1987, American Airlines saved $40,000 a year by removing just one olive from every salad served in first class.
I say that's true.
It is true. It's so far.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I think I've read that before, but those are expensive olives. Yeah.
Very. Which is one major crop in southwest Wisconsin that relies heavily on the bee pollination? Is it corn, soybeans, or apples?
Apples.
You are absolutely correct.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Number four.
Three for three.
What is the primary nesting location for the most native bees in southwest Wisconsin? Is it tree branches, underground burrows, or beehives?
I went with underground burrows.
That is true.
Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
I don't mean to sound surprised. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I nailed it.
No reason to question me.
Knew that one.
Yep. All right, number fiver.
Fiver.
Bumblebees are more effective than honeybees at pollinating tomatoes.
True.
It is true. Bumblebees use buzz pollination, which is ideal for tomato plants. So they get there and they just buzz it off. It's really cool. So I had to watch that on YouTube. It's really, really neat to watch. All right, number six. Beekeeping is illegal in many rural parts of Southwest Wisconsin.
False.
It is false. Oh. Beekeeping is legal and even encouraged in many areas for pollination and honey production.
I was going to say, unless there's some strange law in the books.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Number seven. Purebred dogs rarely end up in rescue shelters due to their breed popularity.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. All right, number eighter. The majority of dogs euthanized in shelters are due to incurable diseases.
True?
No, that's false.
Oh!
Yes. Blocked. Oh, not today, Philip.
Seven in a row.
Not today, Philip.
Oh, well, what do you do?
Well, I'm happy now.
Yeah,
I don't
sure
even
you
care
are.
About that. That's it, folks.
I was on a nice roll there, Philip.
You were. Niner?
Yes.
All bees make honey.
False.
It is false. Only honeybees produce large amounts of honey. Most native bees do not make honey.
Woohoo!
All right, number 10. How many seeds are typically found on the outside of a single strawberry, Philip?
Okay.
1,000, 5,000, 200, or 50?
50,000?
No, just...
Oh, 50.
50, yeah. Just
okay.
50.
I went with the second one you said.
200?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
I changed my answer like three times.
What, were you trying to remember how many you got?
Well, yeah, I was
lodged
thinking,
in the old teether?
Yeah. 200.
Yeah,
wow.
That's not bad, Philip.
Not bad.
Not
nine,
bad at
nine
all.
Nine correct.
Which one did you get wrong?
Number eight.
Number eight.
You can have that on the review quiz.
What,
at the end of
what
the school
do you,
year.
Why do you think I do that?
Oh, man.
Yeah, nice job.
Not a fridge hanger, but
hey, close.
You know, good enough that I can strut around here today.
Yeah, and some good information out there for people.
Sure, absolutely. On Bee Day, on Rescue Dog Day, right?
Strawberries.
Strawberry Day.
And olives on a plane.
Olives on a plane.
Yeah.
That's the follow-up to snakes on a plane.
Yes.
For somebody that doesn't like olives, I guess that could be scary.
Yeah. I'm not an olive guy.
Aren't you really?
No.
Oh,
no.
I like them.
You can have mine if we go first class. Somewhere.
Green ones are my favorite.
Ugh.
Yes. Green olives on a pizza.
Hamburger pizza, isn't
hamburger
it?
Pizza with green olives and mushrooms.
And that's from the Phoenix Center.
Yeah. Started at the old bowling alley. Yeah. Now we've graduated to the Phoenix Center. That's my favorite pizza right
and
there.
And just to let everybody know, the Phoenix Center changed their hours. They're now closed on Sundays.
Was that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I can't go down there anymore
Well,
Sundays.
You can go on Saturday and get loaded up on loaded tots, and then you've got groceries for the whole week.
Yeah, the whole weekend.
Yeah. Well, the whole week. And you have I don't know how many you eat, but you could have, you know, a takeout container for every day of the week. It's right Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That won't last.
That won't last.
No. Anyway, buddy, I hope you have a great day, and everybody out there, stay dry today, but enjoy the rain. We all need it.
Absolutely.
And be kind.
Yep, that's old Hank Bray.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This day in history, in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Homestead Act, which was intended to encourage settlements west of the Mississippi River. 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off from Roosevelt Field on Long Island, New York, aboard the Spirit of St. Louis on his historical solo flight to France. And in 1932, Amelia Earhart departed from Newfoundland in an attempt to become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. Because of weather and equipment problems, she landed the following day in Northern Ireland instead of her intended destination, France. That's your history lesson for today, Tuesday, May 20th. Today's birthdays and anniversaries will be coming up next, courtesy of The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes, belated style, to Deb Pardoon from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Have an awesome day. Also today to Addie Wheelock from Great Grandma Newberry. Happy birthday to Lisa Coy and Barb Wood from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. And to Amy Jacob from Schmidtwoodland Hills residents and staff. Birthday blessings today to Ed Jones from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. To Pam Kramer, have a great day. And also to Steve Mott from Park Street Christian Church. Also today to Ada Rebecca Sandmeyer from Grammy Mary and Grandpa Norm. Happy birthday today, Ada. In Oconomowoc, to Emily Durst, just back from touring Canada, from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also to Emily Durst from Lori and the Guys. Bloom City Town Crier has been busy collecting birthdays. Happy birthday to Claire Byer, to Patty Byers, Lisa Coy, and Patty Silver. Also, happy anniversary to Chris and Debbie Fink. From the RC Lions today, happy birthday Angel Wirtz, Lisa Coy, also Addie Wheelock and Pam Kramer, Dave Foley, Butch Gillette, and Greg Schmidt. Happy anniversary, Chris and Debbie Fink. And happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Chloe Pauls and Naomi Hernan as well. Have a great day here in Southwest Wisconsin on a rainy Tuesday.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we're overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. from West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Joanne is back. She'll have the news for us coming up here in just a little bit. Hitchhiking in the rain today with Charlie Pride.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. Sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park. A man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail. People writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is alright as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
This is Phil Nee. Hoping you have a great day. Enjoy the rain. Million Dollar Rain today. I'll be back to Tech Sports next hour. We'll have the triple play and also the trivia question of the day next hour from WRCO and Richland Center.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Court and Main, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 40 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Windy and cool today with rain. Heavy amounts of 1.5 to 2 inches is possible with a high of 52. Tonight, blustery with occasional showers, a low of 44. With east-northeast winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour, tapering to 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight. In Richland Center, we have received 0.73 of an inch of rain, and it's 40 degrees.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Two University of Wisconsin-Platteville students have died after an incident that occurred at a resident hall on the University of Wisconsin-Platteville campus Monday afternoon. UW-Platteville officials issued a statement Monday night reporting that two students, Kelsey Martin, 22 of Beloit, and Hallie Helms, 22 of Baraboo, died. Officials said in the statement, "This incident was a targeted and isolated event between the two individuals. Families of the students have been notified." Authorities said that one person was transported to the hospital from the residence hall, but they didn't give any further information. Authorities are investigating the incident, but many details about what happened are still unclear. Speaking during a news conference Monday evening, UW-Platteville University Police Chief Joseph Hallman said that authorities were alerted to the situation after a 911 call around 4 o'clock Monday afternoon. Officers responded to the situation at Wilgus Hall. It was determined that it was not an active ongoing threat. Emergency personnel responded immediately. "We activated our safety protocol and alerted campus to shelter in place," he said. Earlier in the afternoon, university officials issued 3 shelter-in-place alerts. A UW-Platteville employee reported that 3 alerts were sent by the university around 4:30. The first reported an emergency on campus and asked people to avoid campus or shelter in place. A second alert came moments later advising individuals to avoid Wilgus Hall. The third alert continued to urge people to shelter in place and avoid the school. UW-Platteville police and UW-Platteville communications officials said that the event was an isolated incident and there is no threat on campus. Hallman said the shelter-in-place alert was clear just after 5. He said, "This is an ongoing investigation and we cannot comment on any specific details at this time. The situation is very fluid." Officials say the campus remains open, but final exams have been canceled. Dr. Laura Reynolds, Provost and Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs, said during a Monday evening press conference that they will cancel all final exams for UW-Platteville and UW-Baraboo campus. Quote, "Because we are a close-knit community, we feel this is the best interest of our faculty, staff, and students." Officials said they were setting up accommodations for any residents of Wilgus Hall. UW-Platteville University police were assisted by the Platteville Police Department, the Grant County Sheriff's Department, and emergency management officials. The Wisconsin DNR confirmed that there was an ATV accident in Richland County over the weekend, resulting in a fatality. The accident is still under investigation. More details will be released once they become available. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed at least for this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. Regional wireless carrier Cellcom is still dealing with a widespread outage. Many customers have been without voice and data service since last Thursday, leaving web-based apps like Facebook, Messenger, Snapchat, or WhatsApp as their only connection to family and friends. But in a Monday update, Cellcom says voice service between customers has been restored along with some text messaging services, and their remaining fixes are on the 5-yard line. Customers are encouraged to keep up on the outage via Facebook and the Cellcom website. Advocates for people with disabilities have concerned about changes to Medicaid. House Republicans late Sunday voted to advance the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which would extend President Trump's tax cuts while reforming Medicaid. Beth Sweden, with the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities, says many optional Medicaid programs could be eliminated. Sweden said such programs are the ones that are the most cost-effective because they keep people out of costly facilities and keep them healthy and safe at home. That's not the way Republicans are pitching the bill. Sweden notes that it's been sold as something to get able-bodied people who should be working into work, but less than 8% of the Medicaid population is people who aren't working and also don't have a disability or aren't a kid. Republicans on the House Budget Committee advanced the Big Beautiful Bill in an unusual late-night vote Sunday, despite opposition from conservatives who contend the cost-cutting measure in the bill did not go far enough. Today at the Capitol, legislation to provide tax incentives for film production in Wisconsin gets a public hearing. The Senate Committee on Utilities and Tourism hears testimony on the bill. It would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working to produce a film. It would also create a state film office to implement the tax credits. Supporters say this would have cultural and economic benefits for the state. Wisconsin is one of 4 states with no dedicated film office and one of 13 not offering tax incentives for film or TV productions. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 7.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 a gallon Monday, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.5 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 38.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 a gallon Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.39 a gallon, a difference of $1 per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 6.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.14 a gallon Monday. The national average is up 1.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 41 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data, compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 2.9 cents in the last week and stands at $3.50 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said gasoline prices jumped in over 3/4 of U.S. states over the last week as oil prices surged following former President Trump's decision to reduce tariffs and strike new trade deals, moves that inspired optimism that a major tariff-induced economic slowdown might be avoided. He added, in addition to gains in price cycling markets, rising oil prices fueled by economic optimism and tightening gasoline inventories contributed to broader upward pressure on prices. While Americans are still seeing significant savings compared to a year ago, that gap has narrowed as oil prices have rebounded. As we approach Memorial Day, Gas Buddy is preparing to release its summer travel survey results and issue a gas price forecast for the season. For now, motorists can expect one of the most affordable summers for hitting the road since the pandemic, with gas prices tracking at some of the lowest inflation-adjusted levels in years. The engines were loud, but the hearts behind them were even louder. This past Saturday, over 150 bikers rolled out for the annual Big Bikes for Little Tykes ride, all to help make a dream come true for a remarkable young man, 15-year-old Dallas Gardner from Hillsboro. Dallas lives with brittle bone disease and other serious health challenges. He's 100% wheelchair dependent, but ask him about football and his face lights up. He's a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, and his dream? To watch them take on the Green Bay Packers live in Texas. Thanks to the Big Tight big bikes for little tykes ride, that dream is becoming reality. All rider registration fees and raffle proceeds are going straight to help Dallas and his family make the trip. A powerful ride, a powerful cause, big bikes for little tykes, proving once again that the road to kindness is wide open. Tonight is the final night to audition for the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin summer musical production of Little Shop of Horrors, which will take the stage July 25th, 26th, 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Cameron Cormican will be the director of the musical.
I have adored this show ever since I watched it. I'm going to age myself because this movie came out in 86 and I saw it in the theater in its original run back when I was 10 years old. And ever since then, I've been in love with this show. And that's kind of been always one of my bucket list things, to be a part of a theater production of this show in some way at some point.
Auditions will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Roles to audition for include Seymour, the nerdy flower shop assistant, his co-worker and love interest Audrey, and the voice of Audrey, to the plant, to name a few. Auditioners should prepare a song in the style of a late 50s or early 60s rock and roll or R&B song. Auditioners will also be asked to read parts from the script. Behind the scenes, people are needed as well, especially anyone who can help build a set, help build or find props, or serve as stage crew or house staff. For questions or more information, email communityplayerssswi@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormican, at 608-844-1245. More information can be found on the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin Facebook page.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in Southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Today is Tuesday, May 20th. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78, of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center, died January 3rd after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78, of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center. Beverly A. Knight, age 84, died May 11th. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Thursday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Thursday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Beverly A. Knight, age 84. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Burr Wesleyan Church. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2:30. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some of the more than 30 million Americans under alerts about potential violent storms this morning got hit by tornadoes overnight, and some are picking up from weekend storms. ABC's Lionel Moise.
Widespread damage in northern St. Louis and public outrage with sirens not going off in many areas.
There was a failure, a human failure, a failure in protocol to get the sirens up and running.
The mayor saying the fire department will now take the lead in sending those alerts.
A fourth New Orleans jail escapee has been captured out of the 10 who busted out last Thursday night. Some are charged with murder. The local district attorney says some of his staffers have left town fearing for their lives. President Trump's due on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass a multi-trillion-dollar budget package. There are cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs. Stocks on Asian and European markets gained after China cut key interest rates. This is ABC.